T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, nice enough to join us on the line this morning. Mm-hmm. He was a great Phillies pitcher. He is now the pre- and post-game analyst for Philadelphia Phillies at NBC Sports Philadelphia. He is a colleague of yours, Al Morgani. Mm-hmm. He tells it like it is. He has a great rapport with Michael Barkan. His name, Ricky Bitalico. Rick, good morning.
Hey, I kind of feel good. I get to go behind that Mitch character.
It's all positive moving forward. Rick, let me start with this. I got to go back to your playing days. This is a very unique, somewhat dangerous situation that we've never been through in terms of Major League Baseball. Would you be open to playing in a season like this?
I would. I didn't care. I mean, not that you don't care about the disease, but I always, when this whole thing started, the one thing that really kind of went in my mind, and Al, I've been on before, and Jonesy with you guys, and I've said that I would try to get back for the good of the people, good of the country. Not necessarily just to play baseball, but also, I mean, you're talking about a sport that the generations, there's a big gap now, and if you could have gotten this on right away for live TV, I think maybe that you could have brought back a younger generation of baseball. So for the good of the game, I think I would have wanted to get back on the field ASAP.
Ricky, how important is JT Realmuto to this organization moving forward?
Extremely. And I know where you're going about the Matt Klentak quotes. I think he's kind of in the right. I mean, everybody wants JT to be on this team. Everybody thinks he's the best catcher in baseball. I completely agree with it. But I think what Klentak wants to see is what's going to happen with the players' contracts. Are we going to, you know, I've said that this league has teetered on ridiculous contracts, and I think there's not a person out there that would disagree with me unless you're playing the game and you're a superstar in the game. But the contracts have gone so sky high that at some point they have to come back down, and I'm wondering if this may have done it.
Well, I mean, is it a fear as a result? We know what the Phillies gave up to acquire someone like Realmuto, and you know, also putting in what you're just saying, in the same breath, though, as a result, the possibility could be a one-year rental if at some point, you know, the negotiations potentially sour out of kind of just waiting on to see what the market presents.
Well, don't forget, he could be downplaying this a little bit. You know, they could have offered him a contract right now. We don't really know about that. Mm-hmm. He's playing the game that he should be playing. You know what? If we get something done, we get something done. If not, who knows where he goes? He's going to go where the best contract is. There's no doubt about that.
But that's the hope. But why wouldn't the Phillies have the best contract? I mean, if you're saying they may have to overpay, why not?
Maybe they just don't know what the pool is going to be. Maybe they don't know yet. Maybe they're trying to get a feel, you know, because let's face it, if they don't play, that's going to lower a lot of salaries. Like Mitch, I'll go with like what that guy Mitch just said. If they do not play, let's say something goes wrong and they don't play this year, then the contract's going to be lower. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Guys that don't play for a year, I mean, you don't know what exactly you're going to have at that point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not siding. I want JT on this team. And I think he should get the best. He should get the contract that he wants right now. I believe that. But you also have to look at it from two different sides. And in the Phillies side, they're probably thinking, you know what? Are we going to be making as much as we used to make? What is going to to happen here? What is our, you know, luxury number? What is our number that we don't want to go above? And that's what they're going to base it off. They're not basing it off of JT. They're basing it off of their numbers. So, I mean, do I want him here? Absolutely, 100%. Would I pay him the $120 million? Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't mean the Phillies are going to pay him that.
Rick, looking at this potential 60-game season, should they be able to pull it off? The Vegas line came out. Vegas is right more than they're wrong. They have them as a 500 team. Are they right?
I'm going to say I hope not. And I'm going to say I think they're going to be a little better than 500. The reason why I say that is last year they had an incredible problem with the Marlins, right?
I mean,
let's face it. This year you have to really focus on the manager, and I think the manager has a lot to do with what's going to happen. And I think Joe Girardi will not let them play down those games. And I'm talking about what they have the Orioles too, right? These are teams that the Phillies should be on top of. Those are the games that are almost must wins this season. Those are the games that are going to put you over the top. Look, you look at the NL East, the powerhouses, the Braves, the Nationals, and the Mets. You play 500 with those teams, that evens everything out. So I think where the number of games you're over 500 or at 500 or below 500 comes against those bottom dwellers. And you have to be prepared every game to play against those teams. Joe Girardi knows what he's doing with the bullpen, and I think that's a bonus in itself. But in a 60-game season, that's huge.
You're leading me right to my next question, Rick, talking about the bullpen and the pitching staff in general. Rick, as a pitcher, did you use the crowd as kind of a motivator to get you amped up before you stepped on the mound?
I was a psychopath and really didn't need it.
Do you think some of the pitchers will have an issue, will find issues motivating themselves, you know, in an empty ballpark?
You know what? Pitchers that doubt themselves, I think, will, because in a quiet ballpark, you don't get the only thing you don't get is that extra adrenaline rush. And if you're sitting back waiting for that and you need a little something extra, it's hard to kind of grasp that. But there's also guys that will thrive because there's nobody there. You know, some guys don't like all that pressure on them. I know it sounds weird being in baseball, but there are guys like that. And there are guys that hear a lot of boos. So, I mean, if you're a guy that normally hears a lot of boos and you're not hearing it, you might actually thrive off of the nobody in the stands.
Right.
So I think it just depends on what kind of mindset you bring to the table.
Ricky Bataligo, nice enough to join us this morning. Rick, what's the oddest location you've ever had spring training? I only ask because next week you could be driving down Broad Street, a block from Citizens Bank Park, glance over at FDR Park, and you're going to see professionals conducting spring training.
The oddest place I've ever... The oddest play, I mean, Jack Russell Stadium, I guess. I mean, but it is what it is. You have to look back and you have to find the kid in yourself at that point. Because, you know, I grew up in a suburb town in Connecticut, played on beautiful grass fields in Little League. But in high school, we played on a stripped infield. I mean, I was a catcher, so I didn't care. I was always on dirt anyways, but... I mean, it's just adapting to the situation. You have to understand that it's always 90 feet to the bases. It's always 60 feet, 6 inches to the plate. And, you know, I hate to tell you, but those fields that they're going to be practicing on are prime. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
The Phillies do that themselves. There are two fields over there that are absolutely gorgeous if you haven't been over there.
Oh, that's a good place
to
play.
I mean,
when
it's
they
not
leave.
Like, it's not like a downgrade in – well, it's a little downgrade in the field, but – it is in – those fields are in excellent tip-top shape.
Well, you were a catcher before. Take away Real Muto's bat. How valuable is he to what they have with their pitchers and obviously his defensive game?
I think, number one, when you have a guy on first base, you're not really worried about him going to second.
Yep.
I mean, that's half the battle in itself mentally when you got men on base. I used to like – one thing that I like, you don't see a lot of – cross-ups with JT. You don't see a lot of indecision with JT. When I had Darren Dalton behind the plate, man, it was throw his pitch or else.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it sounds stupid, but I always tell a story. In my first year, I was about 4 months in, and Darren put down a sign, and I shook it off, and he called timeout, walked out to me. He asked me what my ERA was with him behind the plate. I said, I'd even know. You know, you don't really look at the game like that. He goes, zero. I had a zero ERA with him behind the plate. And then he goes, you know what it is with everybody else? I said, no, I don't know. He goes, the rest. And he just walked back to home plate.
But, I mean, Ricky.
It's a trust thing. I trusted Darren. I knew Darren would get me pitches that were borderline.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
so I look at JT the same way.
Well, and that's why, like, the final question I have for you, it has every bit to do with that. And I worry, I'm not going to say that Matt Klentak has never done anything good as a general manager, because he has made good moves, but he's also made bad moves. And I worry about him not knowing his players, you know, and what they mean to their teammates. And although JT's only been here 1 year, what he was able to do, I mean, he was not just their best hitter, but what he's able to do behind the plate with some pitchers who, you know, I mean, they're, in some cases, your fourth and fifth starters are cusp Major League Baseball players. Does the Klentak weigh that in when he's, you know, going through this with Real Muto?
I think he has to weigh everything in. I think he has to weigh in for Real Muto, his impact on the clubhouse, his impact on the field, his impact behind the plate. I think you really have to weigh everything you possibly can into it. And don't think that he doesn't know him, because he knows what he has. He knows exactly what JT brings to the table. Don't let him, anybody kid you. They know exactly what they have in that guy behind the plate. And I mean, it's just a matter of getting a number down. That's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with anything else. There is no doubt that he's the best catcher in baseball. So I mean, you really have to take that out of your head.
Well, I'm sure the manager will have to insert will apply some pressure to get it done.
And I think that manager, pretty sure he caught in the big leagues for a while.
Yeah, and then the guy that took his place was pretty good at the same age as Real Muto is now.
Yep.
Ricky Bitalico, Phillies pre- and post-game analyst, alongside Michael Barkin on NBC Sports Philly. Hopefully, we'll be seeing the two of you very, very soon. Rick, thanks so much for joining us.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. So, if it comes down to nothing more than money, Al, and I realize that the outlook is, you could make the case that it's grim right now, or at least uncertain as to whether they'll play the season out. Who knows until there's a vaccine, and if that works, the timetable is what I'm getting at. Having said that, you made the case earlier. Every team may have their budget, even though there's no salary cap, but the ownership group is wealthy beyond belief. So in the end, they have more than enough money to pay him whatever he wants if it comes down to it, and they're kind of put in the corner, and you know, he forces their hand. I just don't understand why put yourself through this grief when you have a guarantee the way that you do. There are a few guarantees when it comes to a sports organization. He is that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why delay it.
Because they don't want to pay $20 million, I guess, what they think will be worth $15 million. That's basically it.
Yeah.
That, and, you know, looking at the you know, if you try to figure out the future right now, forget it. Yeah, but we just had a caller that sound reasonable. A reasonable person can argue that they're not going to have baseball for 2 years, and another reasonable person will say, oh, they'll play this year and it'll be not a problem.
Right.
There's two reasonable people.
Right.
So it's like, well, what? Where am I going to – to me, I
But if that's
it,
the
I
case,
wrote,
don't doesn't I the wrote, world go on as if everything's okay
well,
until
not
shown
if that,
otherwise?
Not if you don't play for 2 years. But to me, I believe you're in a spot to take the risk and just get it done.
Yeah. That's why you acquired the guy.
Yeah.
And he's lived up to the hype. 215-592-9494 is how you get involved. Thus far this morning, we've been I blasted Matt Klentak this morning for his comments he made yesterday about how he wants to look at the landscape of things before they can come to terms with JT Romuto, and that they want him here, but. And that's not what you want to hear after you've gone through an offseason where you lowballed him by all of $2 million when he was the best player on your team. He lived up to the hype after you gave away your top prospect and a starting catcher in order to acquire him, and now he's in his prime. You're on the verge of potentially becoming a contender in the next 2 to 3 years, And you're going to go through this type of negotiation with him, at least publicly, to our knowledge. It's a horrible look. And he doesn't – Matt Klentak does not know how to address these things publicly the right way. He says all the wrong things. It makes him look bad, and it allows individuals like myself to blast him. And until he says starts saying things the right way or gets the job done, I'm going to keep blasting him. Because he had two jobs this offseason. Add to the pitching staff. He got Zach Wheeler. Okay.
Yeah, good
stuff. Okay, the bullpen is still lacking. And he had to re-sign his catcher. And we're still waiting, and we may wait even longer.
I don't blame him for not signing him in the offseason.
Well, this is the offseason. We're still in the offseason.
Well, no, but I mean, it just started Friday.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but you had days. 4 months to think it over.
Yeah, no, I think that it should have been the business number one.
It should have been, but it was not. And the question that I've been asking is whether you agree with Matt Klentak and maybe delay things a little bit longer, see how everything pans out before you hand him this money, or just pay him already and get it over with. You won him here. He's the perfect representation, the perfect player for your organization moving forward. In addition to that, we have some wonderful prizes that we're giving away. It is the 54th birthday of Mike Tyson, Iron Mike. Back on this date, 34 years ago.
Mm.
Oh, my God, 34 years. He became the youngest heavyweight champion in the world at 20 years of age. He turns 54, dynamic, controversial, yes, very up and down professional and personal life. But with him in mind, we know he was a must-see, a must-watch. Who else falls into that category? You land in one of our top suggestions, you'll win a wonderful prize by the end of the day. Now would be the perfect time to jump on board. Our time, 8:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.